The 2014 Fall Football Online Preview here for IdahoSports.com. I am Will Heneke, and we're joined now by the head coach at Wallace High School, Dave Rounds. Coach Rounds, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us here. You're a veteran of the circuit up there, 23 years as a head coach. How have things changed as a coach for you up there in Wallace over the course of, you know, what's creeping up on a quarter of a century?
Well, you know, I've been coaching in Wallace in 83. I started in 83 as an assistant coach, so I went a few years there as an assistant here. So it's been actually 31 years total. And what, you know, the biggest change would, of course, would be our numbers, which a lot of schools are that way now. You know, we started out as a 3A school. It'd be a 3A school now. We played schools, you know, Pulse Falls, Sandpoint, Moscow, and throughout the years we just kept getting smaller. Then we went down to A2, and then we went eventually into the 8-man football. So that's the biggest change, is just numbers.
How have you as a coach? You've been forced to obviously adapt a lot over those years. How has that transition been?
I hear people say things about 8-man football, you know, it's not real football or anything else. And that, and when somebody says that, they just don't know what the heck they're talking about. It's still the same. It's just, you know, have 11 guys out there. You still got to tackle, you still got to run, you got to catch, still throw. Special teams out there is tougher. It's harder to play defense in 8-man. And so you just gotta roll with it, you know. And actually, I kind of think 8-man's offensively as exciting as you could possibly imagine. Now, defense is a nightmare, but offensively, it's kind of fun to watch.
Last year, you go 9-0 during the regular season, 9-1 reaching the 8-man playoffs. What needs to change for your team this year for you to take that next step and make a nice deep run come playoff time?
Well, we got to have District 2 come up with some bad teams. We do pretty good in District 1. We do it good in the regular season. Then we get down and we play District 2. And District 2 is tough. It's one of the toughest divisions, one of the toughest leagues in the state. They consistently in the championship or win it. And it's just very, very tough to get through District 2. And everything has to fall into place on those games to get into the championship.
Now, you do have your offensive lineman back, your starting tailback from last year. So that bodes well as far as seeing some improvement on offense, would it not?
Oh, I would think. I think our running game is pretty solid. The problem with our passing game is going to be the big question mark. Are we going to be able to throw the ball and keep people from putting eight guys in the box and stuffing us in the running game? But I got some big linemen. I got a good tailback. We'll be able to muscle it up. But then, of course, we're going to try to spread it out a little bit, do some shotgun, and do the play action passes. And so if somebody starts, playing games with us and just stuffing us up the middle, we'll start doing some short play action passes and try to get them off us a little bit.
In an 8-man game, what's the key to a quick passing game? Is it, obviously the quarterback delivering the ball is a big piece of the puzzle, but, is it the protection? Is it the receiver getting off the line? Is it something as simple as having a good formation to exploit your matchups? What's the key to it?
Well, in 8-man football, it's such a big field. It's still 11-man size football in Idaho. And so it's not really that difficult to pass the ball well. But you still got to have a receiver that's going to break to the open area. And in the 8-man, there's a lot of open areas. Teams mostly have to play man defense against you. And it's very difficult with that size field in 8-man to play a zone pass defense. And so if you got a quick receiver that can catch the ball and get to the open area, it's a head coach. And we lost a quarterback and a receiver that were very good at doing that. So, our young guys at receiver and quarterbacks are just going to have to step up.
Coach, you alluded to from the offensive standpoint, how it can be somewhat easy to throw the ball if you have the right pieces. Let's flip the coin now a little bit as far as pass defense. You already mentioned it can be pretty challenging. Why don't you tell people who maybe aren't as familiar with the eight-man game what makes it so challenging to stop a good pass game in the eight-man game?
Well, like I said, in Idaho, we're playing on an 11-man size field. And so an 11-man, you got two corners and two safeties with the linebackers, and you can play zone, cover a lot of ground with all those people. In eight-man, if your corners aren't really fast, they're not going to be able to go zone. It's too big a zone, and they're missing two guys. So basically what they have to do is man up, and pick the linebackers have to pick the running backs out of the backfield. And it's just so much ground to cover for so few guys that there's a lot of open spaces. Basically, it's just a nightmare for the defense.
Coach, I'm looking at your schedule here, and I want to do a two-part question here. We'll start with part A, and the part that's interesting to me is you include a JV football schedule, six games. You know, you'll play Kootenai's JV. You'll actually play Selkirk, a team out of Washington, a couple of Montana teams' JVs. For a school the size of Wallace, with the numbers you're dealing with, and, you know, you're trying to get kids opportunities and you're trying to get them on the field and get them game experience, how important is it for you and your program to get those JV games on the schedule?
Well, you know, and our feeling is we're a pretty large 1A school. So it isn't as difficult for us, like, say, Kootenai or somebody like that, to put a JV team together. But the importance is, if you want to have a top-notch program, you got to get these young guys some games. You can practice against your varsity all you want, but you're not going to get better unless you get out there and start competing against kids your own size. And so our motto is get as many JV games as we can against whoever will play us, and we really don't care if we win. Well, we just want playing time and have fun and learn to play and get better. And that's our goal. Plus, if you got games for these guys, they're going to turn out. If you're a school that you got enough kids for a JV team, but you don't play a JV schedule, they sit the bench. They don't get in the game, you know, for 2 years. And one is they're not getting better, and two is they're not having fun. Because we don't play football to practice. We play football to play games.
Are you kind of forced in North Idaho there with the limited number of schools up there? From a varsity standpoint, I see on your schedule Garfield, Palouse out of Washington, Knox in Montana, Superior, Montana. Do you almost have to have the same philosophy of, hey, whoever wants to play, let's find a date and let's strap it up?
Well, that's what this year sure was, I'll tell you that, because what happened is we were in the Division One with Lakeside, and Lakeside drops down to Division Two, so we're independent, we're by ourselves. And this one, too, wanted us to join the league down there and be on their schedules, but it was just too much travel for us. I mean, and, well, you know, we wanted to play four of those schools, and only two of them out of District 2 would play us, Lapway and Potlatch, which was great for us to get those games. But we can't be in a District 2 league. It's just too much travel. And so if I can pick up some of these close to Washington schools, and some of the Division II schools here, we can get that schedule together. But this year's schedule is just it was a mess. It was hard to do, hard to get games, and it was just difficult. District II made it very difficult for us not playing us, some of those schools not playing us. We wanted to play four of them. We travel twice and play at home twice, and I couldn't get four schools to do it, which would have really helped us round out our schedule.
So does that change in the future, or does this become a kind of a yearly issue for you?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm kind of hoping our enrollment, you know, goes up a little bit, and we just move back up to 11-man and be in a league with St. Mary's, Orofino, and Grangeville. And have a 14 league. You know, it all depends on how our numbers go. You know, you go up and you go down. I will say this, it's kind of nice being the bigger 8-man school than the smaller 2A2 team. It's a lot easier to win.
Very true, very true. Coach Rounds, head coach at Wallace High School. We appreciate your time and best of luck this coming season.
Well, thank you very much.